The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
How did you know? Like, was there a moment in your life where you said, well, I'm old now?
No, I mean, it's just been gradual. It's like the little stuff that pops up where you say, you know, I'm pretty bleeping old.
We're about 35 days from my 40th birthday, and I realize that I am already old. I'm not even 40, and I'm old because I'm pretty sure I have gout.
Oh, that is an old person thing.
Did you see this about Major League Baseball and the union are re-engaging the possibility of expanded playoffs for this season?
No.
Like, first pitch is literally 24 hours from now. It's basically here, but they want to go from 10 playoff teams to 16. That's over half the league would make the playoffs. Honestly, what they're doing right now with the shortened season is they're making the season more interesting to me. Like, every game matters a little bit more.
It won't matter as much if you go to 16.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Our number 3-713-780, ESPN's number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And jump on that Twitch channel because we're doing live commentary on the breaks on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/ESPN975. And you can join the 120 people who are on there, and you'll get some extra content on the breaks. Sometimes a little more fun or a little more profane. Who knows? Miss the first 2 hours? I don't really know what you missed.
I mean, you missed that I have gout.
Yeah, went over that.
And that's about it.
Yeah, and then just some general nonsense.
Mookie Betts, 12-year deal. Has anyone ever signed a 12-year deal? Because even Mike Trout's was 10, right?
Pujols is pretty long, right?
Was it 12 years?
I don't remember. I might have been. I think, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Sidney Crosby sign a 13-year deal at one point? You have to look those up. But
Trout's is 12 years, 2019 to 2030.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Well, wasn't Mookie Betts just 2 days ago liking a bunch of Red Sox stuff and causing speculation?
Yeah. It worked.
Yeah, somebody mentioned Bobby Bonilla's deal was pretty long. Yeah, that one. But that's only $1 million a year.
That was just right, to pay off the rest of his contract. Because he only had, I think, 2 or 3 years left on that contract to begin with.
Right.
That was them to defer money. That wasn't we're going to pay you this long to play that long and we just cut you. That was, hey, you don't have that much left on your deal, but we want to stretch it out.
Interesting. Well, I guess the Dodgers aren't worried about the Rona.
No. And there were a lot of people saying, well, they traded for Mookie Betts. They're going to get him for, you know, 60 games and he's going to be gone forever. No, you're going to get him for a long time. I usually say these deals, by the time they're done, and by the time this deal's over, Mookie Betts will be, what, 39, 40? He'll be my age. He'll probably have gout. My guess is Mookie Betts is no longer an elite player at 39, if he even lasts to the end of that contract.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think, yeah, maybe 6 really good years of him left.
Yeah.
But Holly says Bryce Harper was 13, too. So I just know it was huge. I didn't remember how long it was. So I got this thing on Nextdoor, which I don't know if you're on there, but sometimes there's really funny stuff.
My wife is. I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, well, every now and then something will pop in my email that interests me. And this is this one says from the city, and it says public comment period for parked in bike lane parking violations. It says in a continued effort to make Houston more bike friendly, City of Houston is considering an ordinance prohibiting motor vehicles from parking in a bike lane. And it says the draft ordinance and public comment details can be found at HoustonTX.gov parking. This is something that has always I found ridiculous. How do you let people park in a bike lane? Because it's not a bike lane if cars are parked there. You can't ride your bike on it. The idea, theoretically, is to keep you from getting hit by cars. And I see it all the time. Well, like downtown's a real mess with, you know, they're building new bike lanes everywhere. But like in one of them, you'll see trucks parked there to deliver food or pick it up or whatever. And of course, all they do is put their blinkers on because that makes it legal. You know,
right.
If you put your blinkers on.
I hate that when people do crazy stuff in traffic and they just put their flashers on, like that makes it okay.
Right, like you can park in the middle of a freeway as long as you have your blinkers on. That's the mindset.
The FedEx guy. No, was it FedEx? Yeah, I think it was FedEx. It was either FedEx or UPS. I think it was FedEx, though. He parked. So I live in a cul-de-sac. And he like parked in the middle of the street with his nose in to someone's driveway. And I couldn't get past him. So I was stuck in our cul-de-sac until he delivered this package. And he like took his sweet ass time, but he had his flashers on. So it's all okay.
Well, I almost took a picture of this, but I was driving. But I think it wasn't yesterday morning. It was the day before when I'm going to drop the wife off. And she kind of works over by the Phoenicia. And there's always a truck in the right-hand lane. I think it's Polk that we're on. Maybe not. Whatever. But there's always a truck in the right-hand lane with his blinkers on. And there's only three lanes there. And the right lane is supposed to be a turn lane. And now they put a bike lane in there. But yesterday morning, I'm driving to drop her off. There's not only one in the right lane. There's one in the middle lane right next to him with his blinkers on. So there's only one lane to get through. Now, there's nobody downtown right now, so it's not that big a deal. But, I mean, so why can't why can't you just park behind the other guy? What difference does it make? It's the same extra 6 feet to carry whatever you got to carry. But, no, we're going to go ahead and block two lanes. I don't get it. I don't know what's wrong with people. But, yeah, I hope that as I read this, I mean, that just seems like common sense. If it's a bike lane, you can't park in it. And you know what? Now's the time to probably make this happen because not as many people are able to get out. And parking downtown is bad to begin with. So I can see people parking in bike lanes. It's kind of simple to me. If you're a car, you don't need to be in the bike lane. If you're a bike and there's a bike lane, you damn sure don't need to be in the street. If you're a person walking.
By the way, that's just as bad.
It's worse. It's worse because you have a bike lane. And this is one of those things that really drives me nuts because I like to ride my bike, but I also, you know, I don't get on the road unless there's no bike lane there. And when I do, I get the hell out of cars' ways. Like it'll drive me nuts that people sit there in the right hand lane on a bike and not get out of the way when a car is trying to turn right behind them. It's a simple thing, or you go zipping through traffic. Some bike riders are awful. I mean, I just try to be cognizant of the cars and respectful of them. And I try not to get on the sidewalk unless I have no choice because that should be for people walking. And by the way, people walking should not walk in the bike lane. It's just simple stuff, right? And yet they do it. Somebody's saying that it was Ilya Kovalchuk that had a 17-year deal.
Jeez.
Man. So I work for UPS, and we're not allowed to park like that, AJ. I see FedEx's drivers do that all the time.
You damn FedEx.
Yeah, we don't.
That's it.
Let's not start a little UPS on FedEx crime, okay?
Yeah, well, I've said before, if I'm shipping beer, I only trust FedEx. UPS, they do a poor job with beer, usually, and it costs more.
Years of delivery experience, trucks will be moved if unattended from Steelers fan one. I've yet to see that happen. So I guess I'm going to have to email this thing and do my public comment on it, which is why the hell is this even a question? Pretty simple to me.
Yeah.
Although we know people are stupid. That's the problem. People can't. That's why we can't go back out right now because, you know, people won't wear masks. Although I have to say, lately, I've noticed very few people not wearing masks. And like this morning, I went to a gas station to get some Gatorade. and there was a woman, and she walked up to the door. She didn't have her mask. She turned around and went back and got the one out of her car when she saw the mask thing. And I think she just forgot it, which people tend to do, I think. Yeah, because I've come close a couple times, and like Tuesday, I think, or Monday, I walked to the door and realized, oh, I don't have my mask. I got to go back and get it. But, and like today, it's easier when I have these like gaiters, because when they're on, you know, you're cognizant, you know they're there, and it's really easy. You just pull them up and boom. But the other ones, you have to actually put them on, and it's easy to forget sometime. But I think I've seen one person in a store without a mask over the last week.
In a store?
Yeah. Like, and nobody said anything to him.
What store?
It was like a Chevron.
Damn. I don't think you can even get into those stores.
Well, you're not supposed to. But that doesn't stop people. You know, people are going to do what they do. But I've also seen a couple guys say, "Hey, we're not going to serve you. You know, you can go somewhere else." Because and frankly, the go somewhere else thing, how many places do you want to go to get a bottle of water where you're really going to have to find somebody who's going to serve you?
Right.
I mean, what's the point for 2 minutes? Unless you're Dwight Howard, obviously. Hey, I want to talk about convenience. I want to talk about quality. I want to talk about affordability. I want to talk about new brakes. NU Brakes. And guys, if you're having brake problems and you think it's time to get it taken care of, well, how about this? They're going to come to your home. They're a mobile brake repair service. You're going to save 20 to 50% more. They're 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers on average. Right now, during this lockdown, do you really want to go and sit in some greasy, grimy auto repair shop? Of course you don't. You're going to get a certified, experienced brake technician to come to your home. They're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. You can get an instant online quote from their brake experts. Then they'll just reach out, learn more in a couple minutes. We had one of our listeners said it took less than an hour. Boom, done. And if you mention ESPN, 10% off your service. NUBRAKES.com. And listen, these guys, they just want to give you quality brake care. They want to do it kind of in a convenient way, and they don't want to rip you off. NUBRAKES.com. Call them today. You need a taste of your own medicine. Because I'm sick to death
of swallowing. Watch me take the... This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Or better yet, get on the Twitch channel. Still got over 100 people on there. So, where we are... continuing the show on breaks.
And the Lou Dog on Twitch says, think about it. Did you ever have gout before you went into Walmart? Do you think that could be a Walmart transmitted disease? My gout? I hope not.
You could get anything from Walmart. Literally any bubonic plague, pneumonic plague, any kind of those plagues. Burps. Oof. Yep. See, that's, you know what? That's probably some kind of gastrointestinal disorder that's going to kill you before your gout.
Or I just chugged a thing of cherry juice.
That could be that. So you said you had a couple things you wanted to get to here.
Yeah, I wanted to... usually we do Hey Man Bleep That on Tuesdays. I have two new things to bitch about today. So can we cue up the music from Tuesday, Aaron? Is that what you're working on now?
No. Yes, he was. Thank you. He was working on it.
Let's start with... I got a tweet from B.J. Simmons.
Former Texas Tech quarterback.
Well, former Houston Texan.
Yeah.
Houston Texans legend, B.J. Simmons. But also, yeah, played at Texas Tech. And had he was very good there.
Yep.
But he lives right by me. And our kids go to the same school district. And We had talked about it before. And BJ and I often argue politics.
Yeah, I've seen you guys get into it on Twitter a few times.
I don't think either one of us like to paint ourselves into any particular political group. Yet we both often disagree about things. So he would probably call me a liberal.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't know enough. I don't think BJ is a full blown Republican. I think he's, you know, he believes in what he believes is common sense. Well, and I think that's the way you should.
But I also think he takes each issue on its own and looks at it, and which I appreciate, because that to me is what smart people do.
But he did say, called it, Klein ISD will begin the 2020-21 school year on August 19th with all students in Klein online. So there were people, we did have the choice a week or two ago that said, yeah, your kids can either go back to school or they can do online learning. And now they're saying the on campus will begin in person no earlier than September 9th, 2020. And I got a feeling that's BS too. And BJ says the same thing. Yeah. I imagine it's the whole first semester. That's just the way it's going to be. And I told my kid already, don't expect to play football. It's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, my brother said that I think they're starting off with at least the first 6 weeks will be online, and then they'll reevaluate. And they're hoping it'll be sooner than that, but that's what they're planning on. And I think that's kind of everywhere right now. And you just don't know, because until this stuff, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I'm seeing infants get it now. Maybe kids aren't as safe as we think.
So for my wife, who will now be their teacher, I would like to say, hey, man. Thank you. Also, I had to make a purchase today. And it's a pain in the ass. Like, do you get 20% off coupons from Dick's all the time?
Oh, I get those emails all the time, and I.
Well, I feel like I get them once a week, except when I need them. And it'll say exclude some items, and it almost always excludes the item that I want. So anyway, I went to a different store today to buy a baseball bat. And the same exact baseball bat, it comes in drop 10, drop 8, drop 5, and drop 3. For non-baseball people, that means so the bat's 31 inches long. And it's either 21 ounces for drop 10 or, you know, 23 ounces for drop 8, all the way up to drop 3 is 28 ounces. All of those bats were $229, except for the bat that I needed. The same model. They're all the same model bat.
Right.
The one I needed, the size I needed, was $299. How is they're all the same, and then one's $70 extra. What sense does that make?
They knew what you wanted.
I mean, how did you
call ahead and say
no? No,
because if you say, "Hey, do you have this bat?" Yeah, we have it.
Nope, because I looked online.
He's coming for that bat. Quick, add another $70
to get this bat. At that weight, it's that much, and every other weight is $70 cheaper.
And you don't get your 20% off coupon?
No, because I don't have one right now. So charging $70 from a drop 5 to a drop 3 for 2 extra ounces of aluminum, I had to pay $70. That's like 4 beer cans.
It's too damn high.
Too damn high. And to that I say, hey man, that.
So hey, can I? I'm gonna no. This is not a dumbass thing. This is me continuing my positive Rona trend commentary. So even though the numbers were higher yesterday than they've been the last 2 days, here's your positive trend. This is the third day in a row where the numbers have been significantly lower than they were on the same day last week. Last Monday, I guess. 21st was, no, Tuesday, right? Tuesday, they tend to have more because, you know, for some reason, they don't always do them on Sunday and Monday. This is the whole Houston area. This isn't just Houston. So the whole greater Houston area. Last Tuesday, 2,962 new cases. Yesterday, 2,116. So that's the third day in a row with a drop of at least 700 cases over the week before. So can I look at that as a positive?
I would say, yeah.
I mean, I know everybody's data dredging these days, as Daryl Morey likes to say, including him, to find things that back their argument. I'm not arguing anything. I'm just looking for some positive trends here. And I know that the hospital thing isn't as bad as it was either. So, A32 says, I'm a coach for Klein. It sucks we may not have football, but the safety of the students comes first.
Oh, BS, coach.
Somebody says drop five is not a legal bad in most leagues. Is that true?
Well, so for age 13 it is, but my son's going to play with 14-year-olds. So he's going to skip drop five because with 12 he's been swinging a drop eight, and so he's just going to skip over one, which is fine. It saves me $230, but, you know. Still BS.
Well, the positive news I had, I got some negative news that was just updated 35 minutes ago from our friends at ABC13.com. A tropical depression is now likely to form in the Gulf of Mexico. It could even strengthen to Tropical Storm Hannah as it organizes and moves toward Texas. Hey, man. That. At this time, there's an 80% chance it develops into a tropical depression or storm in the next 5 days. Regardless of development, we believe Southeast Texas will be on the wetter, dirty side of the circulation, which would bring us a greater threat for flooding rains and rough seas along the coast.
Great.
Rainfall projections are highly dependent on how much it develops and where the circulation tracks. Right now, we expect 3 to 5 inches of rain to be common south of I-10. Am I south of I-10? Well, it depends on where you go on I-10, right?
Yeah.
With some areas picking up over 6 inches. North of I-10, we expect 1 to 3 inches of rain. Why are they using I-10 as a north and south?
Because
it goes east and west.
Right, but I'm saying north of the south of I-10 because it goes this way.
But it also goes like all around the city. It depends on where you are.
10?
Yeah. Like, well, where I am, it's like parallel. And then it goes off to the... You know, cause,
I mean, for the most part, I-10 in general, like if you look at the overall map, I-10 is just kind of a straight line across Texas.
Okay, but...
Really across the country.
You have to understand, I live in a bubble.
Okay,
well... And in my area, I-10's kind of... It curves around with 59 and everything else. All right. So, okay, so north of I-10. So I'm on the south side of I-10, so I can expect 3 to 5 inches of rain.
All right.
You're probably on the north side of I-10.
I am on the north side of I-10.
You can expect 1 to 3 inches of rain.
Okay. Well, I will be in Oregon.
Oh, well, then you can expect 0 inches of rain.
My brother can expect...
says Thursday will be hot and mostly dry ahead of this tropical weather storm. Great. Rain bands, rough surf, and strong rip currents will begin to impact Southeast Texas on Friday, with the rains increasing as we head into Friday night and Saturday. That's also when winds will be at their strongest, with tropical storm force winds potentially impacting our coastal regions closer to Matagorda Bay. Plenty of moisture will be around Sunday, which will lead to more rounds of rain. They say, as always, our team will be monitoring the situation and will keep you calmly informed after you just told me all this and aware of what the tropical wave is expected to do in the days. Now you call it a tropical wave. After you've scared the hell out of me with tropical depression and could even strengthen to Tropical Storm Hannah. And now we'll keep you calmly informed and aware of what the tropical wave is expected to do in the days ahead. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So, Aaron, you work really hard all day to put together a list of stories. And, you know, I incorporate them into what I already have. Is there one on there today that we haven't got to? That, yeah, I always ask AJ, have we gotten everything you want to get to? I'm going to ask you, is there one on there that you wanted us to get to that we haven't hit yet?
Well, damn, let me go look.
Since you went, you put all this work into this, I'd like to reward you because I'm a caring person. Actually, I don't give a bleep. But, you know, I feel like sometimes we don't get the ones on there that you wanted us to talk about. And I just want to see if that's the case.
And sometimes we just get to them days later.
Yeah, that's true. Although I'm trying to purge my show prep a little more often now. Because, like, I'll keep leaving stuff on there that we never got to. And then it turns into where I have so much that I lose track of the stuff that's more fresh. So I've been purging a lot.
Well, we could. There's two possible local angles that we could go with. We could go with the restaurants that are going to be celebrating opening day for baseball on Friday.
I was just looking at that one.
Or we could talk about the Texas Craft Brewers Guild saying that two out of every three craft breweries in Texas won't survive if they keep this lockdown thing going where you can't go and get beer.
Boy, that's a scary thought, isn't it?
It's a very scary number, but it's not really surprising. Although I guess we had the ruling today that opens back up the beer gardens, which will help some of them, and that, you know, if they can do that, then maybe that number changes. But that is, it is scary. And, you know, I don't want to get doom and gloom here because, you know, because I keep reading all these economic projections that, you know, the impact, we haven't really even felt the whole impact yet. We've already lost 10% of restaurants and bars that just aren't coming back. That's a pretty high number if you think about it. And, you know, so, I mean, I think that, the damage from this is going to go on for a long time, but yeah, let's do the baseball one because I just don't want to bring people down this late in the show, but because I am very concerned about the future of small businesses in this city and around the country because of how this has been handled.
I'll just say this: if you're looking to drink a few beers on Friday and this weekend while watching baseball, make it a point over the next day and a half to go to your favorite brewery, to their tap room, and pick up what you can to help them, because they also make a lot more money when you buy it directly from the brewery than when they have to get it distributed to your local HEB or Walmart.
Yeah, and just, you know, any place you want to go would be great. I'm going to try to support all three of my local breweries this weekend. And, you know, the ones that are in your neighborhood, they need you the most right now. So if you can do that, that would be great. Yeah, I was looking at these places that are going to be doing Astros specials. And, yeah, I don't really want to go anywhere for the Astros game, but the original Ninfas, you see what they were doing?
No.
A Ninfas Astros margarita.
And what does that consist of?
A blend of carrot juice, citrus, and tequila with a Jacquemus Star garnish will be available for $10. At both Navigation and Uptown locations during game days. And there's a picture of it on here. It looks pretty cool. It's got like a little Astros logo in it. Now, I don't know how it would taste. It's not really my taste. Are you familiar with Monkey's Tail?
Nope.
It's up on the north side, apparently. They will do dollar hot dogs on Tuesdays and Wednesdays during games. Kind of keep up with the Astros. Lock Bar will be... have a game day special in honor of Alex Bregman. The Bregman Burger Special, available while games are in action, include the dry-aged Angus burger topped with white cheddar and Churchill sauce, plus fries for $10. You can also order it on takeout. It sounds great.
Yeah, but that would give me gout. Gout flare-up.
Yeah, I don't think I could buy anything with Alex Bregman's name on it. The present company on Westheimer will offer a cocktail called the Take It Back Teeny for $8, as well as Crawford Bock for $4. By the way, they misspelled Bock on this story. Crawford Bock is not B-A-C-H. That would be music to my ears, but no. Both drinks are also available to go. And Pizzatola's Barbecue wants Astros fans to form their own home plate, so they're doing an impressive opening day curbside special, including smoked brisket queso and chips. Pork spare ribs, 6 chicken tacos, 6 pack. Now they call it Crawford Back, and a box of Cracker Jacks.
Shame.
Order the pack priced at $65 by calling the restaurant, and they give the number. So this is from Eater Houston, which I haven't ever heard of, to be honest with you. But the writer is Brittany, also spelled very funny, which is maybe why she can't spell Bach. Shay. Okay, this is just one of those things. There, Crawford Bach is spelled one way. You spelled it two different ways, and neither were correct. So the editor in me has to say, shame on you, Brittany. Where's the shame bell?
Shame.
Now, unless I missed something and Eric hasn't told us about Crawford back, maybe that's the new home run beer.
Take Crawford back.
Or make it Crawford back. Yeah. Maybe she knows more than we do about it. I'm going to guess no. I don't know why little stuff like that still irritates me. I mean, I haven't been in, well, it's not true. I was actually editing Sports Map for a while, but yeah, typos are one thing, but when you get it twice in the same story and it's wrong. All right. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Yeah, I'm definitely planning. Well, I don't know now with this damn storm.
Yeah.
Who knows what I can do this weekend? good point from 713, Fred. I don't think there's a doctor out there to help AJ with his gout. Too busy with the Rona.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Somebody, Patrick says, Lucky's Katy is doing opening day, and all the staff from downtown that doesn't have jobs are going to take over the Katy location. See, I would drive out there, except I don't like to drive when I'm going to a place like that because I tend to drink, and then I wind up, you know. But maybe I'll do that. So what do you got against Alex Bregman? All caps on Bregman. Listen, hell of a player. Just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Fair enough?
Yeah, that's fair.
Doesn't mean, just because I respect the guy's game doesn't mean I have to think the world of him. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Darnell said, went out and supported No Label today. Got a shirt and a beer.
Yeah, that's what I found myself doing at these restaurants, like barbecue restaurants and stuff like that, breweries, when, because you can only buy so much food and you want to help out these small businesses. I end up with t-shirts, more t-shirts than I need. I've already got more t-shirts than I need, but apparently I've also eaten more barbecue and drank more beer than I need. That's why I've got gout.
Brian said he drove 2 hours after coaching on the tennis court from 8 to 4 to go to Ingenious in Great Heights. Just got home and about to dive in. People need to just go pick up. Yeah, those two aren't close to each other either.
No.
That's you're running the gamut there, Brian, which is great. But yeah, I think just every little bit helps, man. And just driving home. If you live in my part of town, just swing by Sigma or True Anomaly or Eighth Wonder or one of those guys and just grab something. Or all three, which I've done before, by the way. Get a little bit of everything for the weekend. But, you know, hopefully, people keep putting gout stuff for you on the text line.
Gout and, puns?
Yeah, no, just here's...
Oh, remedies.
Tart cherry and celery seed extract pills.
Well, I just chugged an entire thing of tart cherry juice, so...
Well, it's not going to...
And it doesn't feel any better.
It's not going to work automatically. It's not weed, okay?
And someone took all the Advil out of this place, so I'm, you know...
Yeah, well, you should let Esme know so she can get some more. She probably doesn't know, but yeah, there was plenty in there too. Like 2 weeks ago, there was a full, like one of those big full bottles. So somebody stole it. We have some turds around here. There's no question.
I usually have some in my backpack. I took my last four yesterday because of back pain. So sorry, I'll refill it for tomorrow.
I'll let Texter 713 explain the answer to the other guy. Good player, but personality ... huge douche. I didn't say that. That's a texter. So, just passing that on. But, oh, man. Somebody said a couple killer hazy IPAs from Astral last weekend. Have you tried?
I have. I don't know if I've had any of their beer. I don't think I have. I haven't been there, certainly.
Yeah, there's some places that I haven't been to yet that I need to make an effort. It's just with the Rona. I'm trying not to get. I'm going to a few things, but I'm just trying not to get too far away from home or get into any places where, you know, you might, be around too many people until this thing passes over a little bit. All right. You know what is back? You know, baseball tomorrow. Boom, done. And you're going to have NBA. You're going to have NHL. And you're going to have all of it on mybookie.ag. And I know you guys, a lot of you guys have been waiting for this, been waiting for sports that you want to bet on. You didn't want to do the soccer. You don't want to do the NASCAR. But you can still do the soccer and the NASCAR on MyBookie. And they've got you covered on everything. Up to the minute odds, in-game wagering. And when we were talking about this earlier, if the pitchers are a little bit behind, take a look at those overs in baseball. And you can get now's the time to get in your World Series future bets, plus 1,200 on your Astros. So pick the winner now, and you could celebrate twice when they win the World Series. And, again, you've got NBA, NHL, NFL's coming back at some point. And this is your chance to get into online sports betting if you haven't tried it. Join today. They're going to match your first deposit 100%, plus they'll give you a free $10 MLB future wager. Just enter promo code RADIO when signing up. That's promo code RADIO, mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, and they are open for business. It's a family-owned and operated business, has been for over four generations, and they're the kind of people you want to do business with. They've got military discounts, senior discounts, first responder discounts, cash discounts. Here's the deal, though. They are keeping things going during Rona times, and they're making it as safe as possible. They're making sure it's safe for you. It's making sure they're safe for their employees. And they've got great specials going right now. 30% off all windows, $2,500 off all full siding jobs. You want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, they'll hook you up with that free consultation. You could save up to 40% on your energy bill with these new if you've got old aluminum windows, these new vinyl windows can save you big money on your electric bills. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online, AllstateSidingandWindows.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And we're going to wrap the show up the way we do every Wednesday in just a second. But 713 says, I guess feeding area school kids during COVID hasn't changed your opinion about Bregman. Do people ever change for the better? Listen, does some good things in the community. All those guys do, by the way. And that's appreciated. A lot of people do. It's how he... And again, I think at some point he'll mature a little bit. But some of the things he's done on social media, some of the way he's treated people, some of the ways he's used burner accounts, it's childish. And he also was a cheater. So, And do you think he cares what we think? No, he doesn't. He's never going to forgive AJ for saying he would have traded him for Chris Sale. And that's just a fact.
No, he's not.
And so, yeah. But you guys can love him if you want. You're entitled to judge people on your own. You know, just like I'm entitled to judge people however I want to judge them. All right, let's do deaths. Boy, I was about to be really critical of Aaron for the first death on here, and then I realized, wait a minute, that was November. So this is John F. Kennedy Jr.,
right,
who died in the plane crash at 38. Let's see. James Garner, dead at 86 in 2014. He had a pretty good run.
Yeah,
he was still acting right up to the end too,
and I think so.
He was doing some pretty good stuff. Tammy Faye Baker, 2007, dead at 65.
It's unbelievable.
Former wife of Jim Baker.
Yeah.
Estelle Getty from the Golden Girls?
Easily the best Golden Girl.
I would have in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Let's see. Our sports guys. Nah, those guys are no good. Political figures. 1882. Mary Todd Lincoln. Wife of Abraham Lincoln. Dead at 63. That was a pretty good run.
I think she's only famous because she was married to a famous guy.
Yeah, but she's married to a top three president. Yeah. You know? That makes you famous.
All right.
Just like Melania will be. I mean, that's... You're automatically going to be famous for that.
Except she's... I don't think they're going to be married for too much longer.
Yeah, but dead at 60...
Do you think Melania is going to vote for Trump? Like, if the rumors are true that... hold on. Before I ask this question, can she vote?
Yeah, she should be a citizen now.
Okay. So, if the rumors are true that Melania wants to divorce Trump after he gets out of office... Will she vote for Trump?
Yes.
You think she will?
She wants him occupied with that instead of worrying about making sure that she doesn't get a dime. She wants him to be as occupied as possible, where all he wants to do is just sign a paper and get her to go away.
No, but she's not going to leave him in office.
No, she's not going
to. So I'm saying if she votes for him, she's signing up for 4 more years of being married to him.
Yeah, exactly.
I think she's looking to get out of there. Like, as soon as he's done being president, she's going to get out of this.
You know what?
Why don't you think she'd divorce him while he's in office?
I think that they've got an agreement that she won't do that because I mean,
once he's reelected, who cares?
AJ, this is fake news.
It might be fake news. I don't know. I'm just speculating.
Still fake news.
Okay. All right.
Melania is the best. We have the best relationship. It's tremendous. Yeah, she loves me. Who wouldn't? I'm the best. I'm the biggest. My hands don't tell you the whole story. Fake news. Probably came from the failing ESPN 97.5.
It did.
All right. 1937, Guglielmo Marconi. Dead at 63. Inventor of the radio.
That's right.
And also one of the coolest inventor names ever. Guglielmo. If I ever have another kid, it's going to be Guglielmo, whether it's a boy or a girl. Let's see. All right. Let's get to the best deaths. Ty Cobb. 1961 at the age of 74.
Would be canceled in 2020.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't think he'd...
Not, but more proof of you can be a total turd and still be a hell of a baseball player. 2009, Walter Cronkite dies at 92 years old, signing off once and for all. 1954, George Machine Gun Kelly, the original Machine Gun Kelly, American gangster, 59 years old. If you've got Machine Gun as your name,
that's good,
and you're a gangster, and you make it to 59, 1973, Bruce Lee, dead at 32. One of those conspiracy theory shows was that the triads killed him over a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
2017, Chester Bennington killed himself at 41.
Yep, on Chris Cornell's birthday. By the way, did you hear the song? The Chris Cornell's Patience cover?
No.
Of Guns N' Roses' Patience?
No.
You should listen to that.
Did they just release that or something?
They just released it this week.
I will definitely check it out then.
Aaron, maybe you can pull that up for
an outro?
The show on, yeah.
Boy, I'd love anything Chris Cornell does. I'm sure that'd be awesome. Or did.
Lamont says, could Trump just cut his losses now and deport Melania? Oh. Classify her as a terrorist or something?
That's what Obama...
That's one way to do it.
That's what Obama would have done.
You don't have to pay your... you don't have to pay child support. You don't have to pay alimony. You just say, like, she's a terrorist. We got to get her out of here.
That's what the deporter-in-chief would have done. See, I'm kind of getting a dig in at both of them here just to be balanced. Alan Shepard, first American in space, dies of leukemia at the age of 74 in 1998. And finally, 1934, John Dillinger, shot dead at 31 by federal agents, betrayed by a woman, of course.
Of course.
Here's your porn stars. 2007, Carla Hernandez, Argentinian model and porn star, 27 years old, died from...
Gunshot wound.
Malnutrition and pneumonia under mysterious circumstances in Mexico.
Oof, sounds like Corona.
Yeah, except it was 2007.
that was COVID 07.
That was the world before Rona. Carla Mai died at 27 in 2016 from...
Murdered by a pimp?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a point for that. She was pushed out of a first floor window during a drug-fueled party. So it was probably the pimp that pushed her. So there's a point. 2008, Anastasia Blue needed the money. That's a, I can't help it. Every time. Doesn't say how old she was.
I'm going to guess drug overdose.
Though. Overdose of Tylenol in 2008.
Maybe she had the gout.
Probably so.
I'm going to take 12 be careful. Tylenol.
And I know that's an old joke with the need of the money, but it's Andrew Dice Clay's joke about Little Boy Blue. I can't help it. Every time somebody's name is Blue, I have to do it, okay? January Seraph in 2017, dead at the age of 31.
Let's go car wreck.
Suicide by hanging.
Damn it.
That's a... okay. All right. Those are your deaths.
Let's end the program so we can hear some of this Chris Cornell song.
All right. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Good job, me. We'll do one more day with you guys tomorrow.
Suck it, gout.
Until then, stay Rona free, bitches.
Stay gout free.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.